بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. التهديد على من قام في الأهل والمال وترك الجهاد. تحقيق أبي أيوب رضي الله عنه في مراد آية: ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. أخرج البيهقي عن أبي عمران قال: كنا بالقسطنطينية وعلى أهل مصر عقبة بن عامر، وعلى أهل الشام رجل يريد فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنهما، فخرج من المدينة صف عظيم من الروم، فصففنا لهم، فحمل رجل من المسلمين على الروم حتى دخل فيهم، ثم خرج علينا، فصاح الناس إليه فقالوا: سبحان الله، ألقى بيده إلى التهلكة. فقام أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا أيها الناس، إنكم لتؤولون هذه الآية على هذا التأويل، إنما أنزلت هذه الآية فينا معشر الأنصار، إن لما أعز الله دينه وكثر ناصروه فقلنا فيما بيننا بعضنا لبعض سرا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أموالنا قد ضاعت، فلو أقمنا فيها فأصلحنا ما ضاع منها، فأنزل الله عز وجل يرد علينا ما هممنا به، فقال: وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. فكانت التهلكة في الإقامة التي أردنا أن نقيم في أموالنا نصلحها، فأمنا بالغزو. فما زال أبو أيوب رضي الله عنه غازيا في سبيل الله حتى قبضه الله عز وجل. وأخرجه أيضا البيهقي من وجه آخر عن أبي عمران رضي الله عنه قال: غزونا المدينة، يريد القسطنطينية، وعلى الجماعة عبد الرحمن بن خالد بن الوليد، والروم ملصق ظهورهم بحائط المدينة، فحمل رجل على العدو فقال الناس: مهما لا إله إلا الله، يلقي بيده إلى التهلكة. وقال أبو أيوب: إنما أنزلت هذه الآية فينا معشر الأنصار، لما نصر الله نبيه وأظهر الإسلام قلنا: هلما نقيم في أموالنا ونصلحها، فأنزل الله تعالى: وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. فالإلقاء بأيدينا إلى التهلكة أن نقيم في أموالنا ونصلحها وندع الجهاد. قال أبو عمران: فلم يزل أبو أيوب رضي الله عنه يجاهد في سبيل الله حتى دفن بالقسطنطينية. وأخرج أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي عن أبي عمران رضي الله عنه قال: حمل رجل من المهاجرين بالقسطنطينية على صف العدو حتى خرقه، ومعنا أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه، فقال ناس: ألقى بيده إلى التهلكة. فقال أبو أيوب: نحن أعلم بهذه الآية، إنما نزلت فينا، صحبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشهدنا معه المشاهد ونصرناه، فلما فشى الإسلام وظهر اجتمعنا معشر الأنصار تحببا، فقلنا: قد أكرمنا الله بالصحبة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ونصره حتى فشى الإسلام وكثر أهله، وكنا قد آثرناه على الأهلين والأموال والأولاد، وقد وضعت الحرب أوزارها، فنرجع إلى أهلنا وأولادنا فنقيم فيهما، فنزل فينا: وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. فكانت التهلكة في الإقامة في الأهل والمال وترك الجهاد. وأخرجه أيضا عبد بن حميد في تفسيره، وابن أبي حاتم وابن جرير وابن مردوية وأبو يعلى في مسنده، وابن حبان في صحيح إلى آخر. التهديد والترهيب لمن اشتغل بالزراعة وترك الجهاد. إنكار عمر على عبد الله العنسي رضي الله عنهما. أخرج ابن عايد في المغازي عن يزيد بن أبي حبيب قال: بلغ عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن عبد الله بن الحر العنسي رضي الله عنهما زرع أرضا بالشام، فأنهب زرعه وقال: انطلقت إلى ذل وصغار في أعناق الكبار، فجعلته في عنقك. كذا في الإصابة. إنكار عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما على من ترك الجهاد. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن يحيى بن أبي عمر الشيباني قال: مر بعبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما نفر من أهل اليمن، قالوا له: ما تقول في رجل أسلم فحسن إسلامه، وهاجر فحسنت هجرته، وجاهد فحسن جهاده، ثم رجع إلى أبويه باليمن فبرهما ورحمهما. قال: ما تقولون أنتم؟ قالوا: نقول قد ارتد على عقبيه. قال: بل هو في الجنة، ولكن سأخبركم بالمرتد على عقبيه. رجل أسلم فحسن إسلامه، وهاجر فحسنت هجرته، وجاهد فحسن جهاده، ثم عمد إلى أرض نبتي فأخذها منه بجزيتها ورزقها، ثم أقبل عليها يعمرها، وترك جهاده، فذلك المرتد على عقبيه. My respected elder brothers, these few incidents on the importance of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, and the warnings and reproach for those who left out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Imran radiallahu anhu, he says, we were in Qustuntuniyya, in English Constantinople, what in today's time is Istanbul. So we were with a Jamaat. At that time Uqba ibn Amir, he was the Amir of Egypt, and Fudala ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhuma, he was the Amir of Sham. So a big Jamaat of the Romans, they came out, and we made lines to fight them. One of the Muslims, he went and tore through the lines of the enemies of the Romans, and he went into the thick of the enemy, and thereafter he came back. But when he went, the people began to shout and they said, Subhanallah, look at this person, he is causing his own destruction, he's taking his own life, like I would say, he's committing suicide. He knows the enemies are thick over there, but yet he went and threw himself into that enemy lines. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, one of the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadhrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari was the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara when Hijrat was made. And the incident goes back to his forefathers, that they came to know that the Nabi will make Hijrat and come here and settle in Medina Munawwara. So he had that desire, their family had the desire that we want to stay in Medina, so that when the Nabi comes out, we will welcome the Nabi, we will host the Nabi. So on the sincerity of his forefathers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted him the tawfiq that he became the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, he immediately stood up when he heard this, and he says that, oh people, you people are interpreting this ayat not like how it's supposed to be interpreted. You are interpreting like this, that this person is throwing himself into destruction, is committing suicide, is causing his own destruction. This ayat in reality was revealed regarding us, the Ansar. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us honor, honored us through deen, we became the helpers, and everything was going very well, and we used to accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his expeditions. So amongst ourselves, we begin to see after some time that we have spent so much now on deen, for the preservation of deen. Now we need to sort our own lives out. So much of burdens we have got. We spent whenever there was taqaza for deen, we were ready, we spent happily. Now everything's smooth now, everything's at ease now. So let us now make our dunya, correct our dunya now, and recover all our losses. On this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed the ayat, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the spending the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ, and don't throw yourselves, in other words, your own hands, don't cause your own destruction. This is what it meant. Causing your own destruction with your own hands does not mean now to throw yourself into the battlefield or to put yourself forward for the taqaza and to jump. No, not that. This, when we said we won't spend now, we'll keep it for ourselves, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala referred this to as your own destruction. So he's explaining then, another Abu Yamasar, he's explaining, he says that this destruction in this ayat is staying at home and covering up the losses that we suffered in terms of our dunya, and not going out in jihad when we were told to go in jihad. And then he says, the narrator Abu Imran says, that Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala continued in that expedition till Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala took his life away, till he passed away, he became a shaheed. The same incident through different with little additions, it comes, he says, Abu Imran mentions, we with Abu Ayyub Ansar, with the Jamaat, Abdul Rahman ibn Khalid ibn Walid, and we were such that the Romans, they had their backs towards Medina Munawwara, and there was no way that we could get through and penetrate. So one person, he attacked the enemy, and the people, one of the Muslims, he attacked the enemy, he went right into the enemy lines, and the people began to shout that, stop, stop, what is happening? La ilaha illallah, this man is causing his own destruction, he's committing suicide. So then Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu stood up, and then he mentioned that this ayat was revealed regarding us. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assisted his deen, his Nabi, and the deen of Islam spread, and everything was running smooth, and we decided that now we will not strive anymore. For now we'll sort out our lives. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, that don't throw yourself into your own destruction. In another narration it comes like this, that one of these muhajirin, he tore through the enemy lines in Qustantuniyya, and Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala was there, and someone shouted, or the people shouted, that this man is throwing himself into destruction. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that, I know better than you, this ayat was revealed regarding us. We accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were with him on many, many expeditions, and we assisted him. When Islam spread and became known to everyone, and people understood, there was not much of enmity now. He says, then the Ansar, we, a group of the Ansar, he says that we got together and we decided, but out of love, he used the word tahabuban. That in other words, not that we got nifaq in our hearts or we are thinking bad that we're not going to assist the deen, but we just thought now there's soft spot for our families, for our wealth, for our businesses. So we had that concern, the genuine concern. We said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala honored us. We are the Sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We made nusrat of his deen. Islam has spread far and wide now. People are accepting Islam. And we have neglected our families, our wealth, our children. And now everything is cool. Everything is relaxed. So then, let us now, we were out in jihad, let us now return to our families and sort out our lives, our dunyawi lives. So he says that it was this, when we just intended this, we just began to discuss this, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. The spending the path of Allah, and don't throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction. And then he explained that destruction was in staying in our homes, with our wealth, with our families, and leaving out jihad. Another narration mentions that someone informed Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu about another Sahabi whose name was Abdullah ibn al-Hur al-Ansi. He says that this Sahabi now he's gone to Sham, and now he's engaged himself in farming. He has taken up farming. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became very upset. He said that what, this person now is worried about his dunya now, this farming and all that, this is all the work of the farmers. Allah has freed him. Now he wants to take that which Allah has put around the necks and the responsibility of the farmers. Allah has put that on them. He wants to take it and put it onto his neck and get himself involved so much in farming that now he will leave out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration comes that a group from the people of Yemen, they passed by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they asked him that, oh, Amr ibn As, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, he said, we want to ask you a question regarding a person. He accepted Islam, and Islam was true, sincere. He made hijrat, his hijrat was good. There was no nifaq, everything was proper, he was a good Muslim, good muhajir. He made jihad, he strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he strived in the path of Allah, was also good. There was no show, there was no nifaq, hypocrisy in it, nothing. Everything was good, up to date. But then he came back to his hometown, to his family in Yemen, and he had old parents there. He came back to his family, to his parents, and now he started serving them, and looking after them, taking care of them. So they're asking him, what do you have to say about this person? In other words, now he's got no time to strive in the path of Allah, he's taking care of his parents. There's no one else he's taking care. So Abdullah ibn Amr asked them, what do you have to say about such a person? So they use the words, they say that we will say that this person irtadda ala aqibay. Irtadda is from the same word, you know, we say murtad, he became renegade, he left out the deen. But here they said ala aqibay, irtadda laysa ala deen. He didn't turn away from deen, he turned away on his heels. In other words, now he's gone in another direction now. He should be worried about striving in the path of Allah. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala, no, a sahabi, great sahabi of Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, Bal huwa fil jannah. You say what you want to say, this man is making a khidmat of his parents, there is no one else. Not there is someone else also there that look after. This man is a jannati. Then he said, let me tell you about a person who has really turned away from his heels, he's gone off the direction. Let me tell you about that person. A person who accepts Islam. If Islam is very, very good, he makes hijrat, his hijrat is also very, very good. He strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his striving also is very, very good. Then he gets some land, and he goes and takes that land, and then now he starts planting and looking after and tilling that land, despite him getting jizya and getting rizq. But now he is concerned about that to such an extent, he is worried about nurturing that land, that he leaves out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is that person who has turned away on his heels, and he has turned away from the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved friends, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blesses us also many, many times, you know, in the early days of the work, we don't have so much, we don't have a proper job, don't have a proper car, and then, you know, we're striving, we're making that qurbani, place to place, on takaza, bedding is ready, and then little bit dunya Allah pak opens up, little bit of dunya, nice job, nice shop, nice car, wife, children, family, nice house, everything set. And then what happens is, it eats up into our khuruj fi sabillah, eats up into striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the same person who was given great amount of qurbani, what happens? I got no time, I got to worry about this expense, that job, that shop, and that wife, that children, this, that, all that now. But before, when it was not there, or it was there but he had little, then the deen, the striving in the path of Allah was muqaddam, was given preference. So sahaba, the guideline of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, that we also, if dunya opens up to us, then don't leave out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we've got more dunya, we must give more in the path of Allah. Spend more, strive more. Dur or there, far and long time, strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, far and wide, and also to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for long periods of time. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. We all make niyat, inshallah. The beloved brothers, last weekend the South African Mashura took place in Cape Town. Many, many brothers were there, alhamdulillah. A lot of fikr came forward regarding aspects of the work. And alhamdulillah, Johannesburg and other provinces, you know, they had the istima long time ago. So from their istima, I was over now in April. So they had no istima fikr like how we had. So alhamdulillah, they gave nice report and karguzari of their masjid wa amal, how they took it to another level. So inshallah, I'll just go through the few points. We won't go into details. But these 5 points, inshallah, if we can just note them down and go back to our masjids, we got no istima now. No umumi istima now. We've got, of course, all workers' jor. That's for all those brothers. It's a workers' jor for all those brothers who spent 40 days, 4 months, and for all the ulama ikram. All the ulama ikram are invited, as well as our 4-month brothers and chilla brothers. So that jor will take place in the Johannesburg Markaz, inshallah, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. 3rd is Friday of October, 3rd October, Friday, Asr. Whole of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Fajr, inshallah, the dua will take place. Our elders from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh will become, inshallah. Hazrat Mullah Ibrahim Sahib also in his 90s. When they told him last year about South Africa, he said, now I got no courage to make safar to go anywhere. Just leave me now, you all carry on. But our elders went, made darkhas, alhamdulillah, he agreed to come. And program is very, very tight. He's not going to all the countries where his jamaat is been. He'll be coming to us, inshallah. And we should now imagine an elderly person coming all the way thousands of kilometers, and we can't go from here 550, 600 kilometers to go and listen to him. Yeah, how much of injustice it'll be. So all our workers, inshallah, make niyat. It's not only for the people who are long in the work. Even if we spend chilla this year, first time in our lives, then too we are eligible to come for the jor, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. So the point that we discuss, one is our home talim, to increase and take karguzari in our muhallas, in our areas, regarding home talim. This figure, whatever reason, is very hard to get, or it doesn't come forward easily. So let us make fikr, inshallah, there are many, many ways we can take the karguzari. Second is the year plan of every sati. Every sati's tartib, his daily tartib, his weekly tartib, his monthly tartib, and his annual tartib, when he's going to give his time for the year. And the third is our extended monthly mashura in our masjid. So in our masjid, a lot of times in the morning, or whenever we have our mashura, generally we have most of the masjid have in the morning, some maybe have in the evenings. So the daily mashura is very, very short, and there's not enough time to discuss all the aspects of the work. So some important aspects, then we'll note it down for our monthly mashura, which we'll have, and that will be extended. In other words, if every day we're sitting for 10, 15 minutes, then once a month we can sit for half an hour, 1 hour, and sort out all the matters for that month that we have piled up, inshallah. And the fourth one was door to door. That means every individual, give him the iman, yakin, dawat, according to what our elders' targhib is, that every 15 days we have to cover our area. So divide the area, divide our satis, divide the homes, and every home the iman, yakin, dawat will be given, so that every 15 days our musallis can hear the iman, yakin, dawat, inshallah. And the fifth one was to take out our 72 our jamaats and emphasize in on the new brothers. One is, mashallah, workers will come out, but to make fikr, to take out our new workers. So alhamdulillah, for this month of September, as well as October also, inshallah, we can send all our 3D jamaats. I want to tell Durban, Natal took the zimidari, we're going to send G to the Transkai. So if you don't have a takaza, we can put it in our mashura on Tuesday, inshallah, or in our masjid mashura, get a takaza, which area of Transkai we'll be sending a jamaat. Transkai has got the ishtima, inshallah, end of October. That's for the Transkai region. But to assist them in making mehnat for the effort for the ishtima, we should send our jamaats there in September as well as October, inshallah. And also, mashallah, schools will be closing when the old workers' jour starts. There will be 10-day school holidays. Make fikr on our youth from now and prepare them for the year-end, inshallah. So year-end, our jour will take in place, inshallah, Masjid Hilal on the Saturday, the 29th of November, inshallah. So this awaz also we can give to our youth, inshallah. So students fikr in the holidays, as well as the Mahram Mastura Jamaats, inshallah, in the holidays. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We all make niyat, inshallah. Jamaats are here. Many, many jamaats are here, mashallah, in our areas. Make nusrat of the jamaats. More jamaats will be coming also. Make nusrat of the jamaat. And one is the jamaat, don't just give them a route. Sit with the jamaat. First day maybe you'll give them one route, one masjid where they'll start. Then go sit with the jamaat, take no yet of the jamaat. And with the jamaat, you make out a route of the jamaat, inshallah. Our roots is very important. Sometimes what happens, we know a jamaat come in 5 brothers, 7 brothers, 10 brothers. Beforehand, we just phone a few brothers, we make out a route, and we send it on the SMS or WhatsApp. No, this is not our work. Our work is heart to heart, face to face, person to person. So we call up our mashura. Our mashura is not on WhatsApp. Our mashura is face to face. So call up our mashura, sit with the jamaat, hear the ahwal, what kind of satis they are. In front of them, with them, inshallah, we make the roots of jamaat. Allah give us tawfiq. Tahajjud and beloved brothers, still the nights are getting shorter, but it's still not yet short. There's still enough time. We can have 9, 6 hours, 7 hours sleep if we sleep early, inshallah. Tahajjud ends at 4:46, inshallah. And then Fajr Azan will go. And inshallah, namaz, like we heard Mufti Sahib mentioned, 5:35 will be Iqamat, inshallah, Jamaat, Fajr Jamaat. Before that, we finish up, wake up early, our tahajjud, our dua, our zikr askar, Quran Sharif tilawat, finish all our mamulat for the day. So now Fajr time, inshallah, we are ready for the amal of dawat. We all make it, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll go down. In the sunnat manner, we'll have our take our meals. Inshallah, keep the adab in mind. And if we haven't brought our own food, then we buy our own food. Ideally, we should carry our own food from home. For whatever reason, we couldn't make it, or we come in from work direct, no problem. We purchase our food, we make ikram on a dastarkhan, inshallah. And when we go to sleep also, we sleep early, wake up early, and we put something thick on the musalla before we sleep, inshallah. Don't leave our valuables in such a way that it tempts others to become sinful, to take our things. Look after our own property, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabina Mulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina wa Nabina Mulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir warhamhu wa'fu wa takarram wa tajawaz amma ta'lam innaka antal Allahul azizul akram. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa nastahdik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wa al-afiyah wa al-mu'afata da'iman fi d-dini wa dunya wa al-akhirah. والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.